Joe Biden's welcome is killing migrants in boats, snow, deserts, and jungles. By Neil Monroe on January 27, 2022. 39 global migrants have died in the Atlantic, and another 4 Indian migrants, including 2 children, froze on the Canadian border while trying to accept the no enforcement, no deportations offer from President Joe Biden. The growing number of dead migrants shows that enforcing our immigration laws is the moral high ground, regardless of the routine claims of racism pushed by pro-migration GROWPs, said Robert Law, the director of regulatory affairs at the Center for Immigration Studies. Immigration enforcement is the better moral choice, he said, because it keeps poor people out of the business of cartels and smugglers. And perhaps most importantly of all, it's the moral high ground because it protects the most vulnerable Americans who are the ones that will suffer disproportionately from high levels of legal and illegal immigration. The 39 migrants drowned while trying to cross from the Bahamas to Florida. One migrant survived. The 4 Indian migrants died on January 19 as they walked across the border while trying to reach their smuggler, Canada's NationalPost.com reported. By accounts from India, they were from a large and supportive family with some assets, the father working as a teacher and owning farmland, and left their village just days before being consumed by the cold. Indian media have identified the victims as Jagdish Patel, 35, his wife, Vaishali, 33, their daughter Vihanga, 12, and son Dharmik, 3. The deaths are caused by the U.S. government's economic policy of extracting migrants from all over the world for use in the U.S. economy. For example, Alejandro Mayorkas, the nation's pro-migration border chief, has promised not to deport economic migrants who work jobs and avoid breaking laws unrelated to migration. Mayorkas said on January 20, disregarding his legal duty to serve U.S. citizens, "We will not dedicate our limited enforcement resources to apprehend individuals who have been here in this country for many years who have been contributing members of our communities. Unlawful presence in the United States, alone, will not be a basis for immigration enforcement action. It is a matter of justice and equity as well." In December, Mayorkas allowed another 150,000 economic migrants to cross the border from Mexico, putting him on track to welcome 2 million migrants in 2022. The easy migration policy is an economic stimulus for CEOs and investors who can profit from the extra consumers, renters, and cheap workers. But it is also a hit on American families, who face lower wages, more expensive housing, reduced investment, and crowded classrooms. But there is little media coverage of the hundreds, perhaps thousands, of migrants who are dying while trying to reach the justice and equity welcome offered by Mayorkas, who arrived in the United States as a Cuban refugee in 1960. "A lot of people are dying," migration expert Todd Bensman told Breitbart News from the town of Tapachula in southern Mexico. He continued, "I've been hanging out with Africans for the last 2 days. Senegalese, Ghanaians, Nigerians, and all had to come through the Darien Gap, the jungle between South America and Central America where they saw body after body rotting on the side of the trail. There are corpses rotting everywhere. I've heard stories like that for 2 years straight from the Darien Gap." The Darien Gap is a rough trail over the mountains between Colombia and Panama. Many people, especially women, die along the trail. They said they were coming because of Joe Biden, Bensman said, adding that Biden and his deputies are absolutely culpable for the deaths and killings, and they're doing it under the guise that their decisions are rooted in humanitarian impulses. Hundreds of migrants have also died in U.S. scrubland after they sneak past U.S. border guards to reach the welcomes offered by U.S. employers and progressives. On January 5, Breitbart News reported. The International Organization for Migration's Missing Migrant Program reports that 658 migrants are known to have died or gone missing in the U.S.-Mexico border region during 2021. This is up from 476, 37%. During the final year of the Trump administration. The deliberate extraction of healthcare workers from poor countries may also add to the death toll of foreigners. Many more migrants are dying at sea, often without any trace of their deaths. The New York Times noted the rising level of deaths among illegal migrants in boats. In July, 9 Cubans went missing after capsizing 26 miles from Cuba, while 13 others survived. In May, 10 Cubans died and 8 others survived a shipwreck south of Key West, Florida. The death toll at sea is directly caused by the increasing flow of coastal migrants, many of whom expect to be released into the United States by Americas if they are caught, according to the New York Times. "It's the worst it's ever been," said Mark Lavon, a supervisory marine interdiction agent with the Office of Air and Marine Operations in San Diego who has been on the job for 20 years. "It used to be there was one event taking place a week involving a migrant vessel. Now, most weeks it's 3 or 4, sometimes 5. In California, criminal organizations are collecting $15,000 to $20,000 per Mexican national, and up to $70,000 for people from other countries, to transport people by sea," said Joseph DiMelio, assistant special agent in charge of Homeland Security investigations in San Diego. "The reality is it's a low-risk, high-reward operation," he said. Pro-migration advocates were eager to slam President Donald Trump when a much smaller number of migrants died trying to sneak across the U.S. border. They now ignore the growing number of deaths caused by their support for economic migration, even as they claim that opponents of migration are bigots, said Law. "The progressive left doesn't actually care about migrants' suffering. They care more about opening America's borders and erasing the idea of the United States as a country." The criticism of Trump was not that he treated aliens cruelly. It was that he actually defended and enforced the laws that impose restrictions and limitations on migration. The Biden administration makes a mockery of the word compassion when throughout this past year, they've been saying we're the compassionate alternative to Trump's cruel policies. Democrats are essentially leaving humans to the slaughter under the guise that the United States should not have any numerical limit on who comes here, Law said. The Democrats' progressive view of immigration policy is morally bankrupt, he added. The government's quiet support for migration is exposed by the mild and rare penalties against migrants, employers, smugglers, and foreign governments that support illegal migration, he said. For example, on January 27, an American was sentenced to just 41 months of jail after he was caught transporting 51 migrants by truck, even though it was his second guilty verdict. Similarly, the Indian government is making a show of prosecuting the smugglers following the death of the migrant family. "This is a grave tragedy," said a January 21 tweet from India's High Commissioner to Canada, Ajay Bisaria. "We will work with Canadian authorities to investigate these disturbing events," said Bisaria, even though his Indian government enables and encourages millions of Indians to legally and illegally seek jobs in the United States, Europe, and other regions. Indian police have arrested 6 people in a crackdown on illegal immigration after 4 Indians were found frozen to death near the border between the United States and Canada last week, Al Jazeera.com reported. But hundreds of Indians, mostly from the western states of Punjab and Gujarat, attempt to cross the U.S.-Canada border each year, braving harsh weather conditions in search of a better life and job opportunities in the West, said the January 26 report in AlJazeera.com. The NationalPost.com reported the family's village of Dingucha and others like it are filled with advertisements and enticements for immigration to Canada, the U.S., Britain and Australia. Many make unrealistic promises of admission to Canadian universities, even without a language certificate. The illegal migrant population of Indians has been growing in the United States, partly because many can hide in the growing population of Indian contract workers arriving with H-1B visas. Roughly 4 million Indians are living in the United States. Of those, about 1/4 were brought in to serve as white-collar contract workers for the Fortune 500 companies, often by Indian-born hiring managers. At least 1/7, about 600,000, are legal migrants, including many visa workers who have not been sent home after overstaying their visas. The Indians' resident relatives, as well as business owners with ties to a shared hometown in India, also help the migrants find jobs either legally or illegally. Indian facilitators in the United States are using them as indentured servants, saying, "Come work for me 3 to 4 years, and every paycheck I keep so much until you pay off your debt," a border official told Breitbart in 2019. Migration moves money, and since at least 1990, the federal government has tried to extract people from poor countries so they can serve U.S. investors as cheap workers, government-aided consumers, and high-density renters in the U.S. economy. That economic strategy has no stopping point, and it is harmful to ordinary Americans. It cuts their career opportunities and wages while raising their housing costs. The strategy also curbs Americans' productivity, shrinks their political clout, and widens the regional wealth gaps between the Democrats' coastal states and cities and the Republicans' heartland states and GOP-run suburbs and towns. The economic policy radicalizes Americans' democratic compromise-promoting civic culture and allows wealthy elites to ignore despairing Americans at the bottom of society. Unsurprisingly, a wide variety of little-publicized polls show deep and broad opposition to labor migration and the inflow of temporary contract workers into jobs sought by young U.S. graduates. The opposition is growing, anti-establishment, multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, bipartisan, rational, persistent, and recognizes the solidarity that Americans owe to each other.